There's a political controversy brewing in the city of Surprise between the mayor and vice mayor. There could be some more clarity on this issue tonight when the council meets. With me to explain what's going on is Matthew Casey from KJZZ's West Valley Bureau. And Matt, why is Vice Mayor Jim Biondo upset with Mayor Sharon Walcott?
Well, Mark, Walcott has campaigned for the opponents of the vice mayor and another sitting council member in the upcoming election. In doing so, the vice mayor, Jim Biondo, believes that she's violated some city policies and procedures.
She has every right to endorse. It's her legal right to endorse. But in doing so, she, under the auspices of the official title of mayor, she violated some city policies.
So who is Jim Biondo, the vice mayor of Surprise?
Well, Biondo's been on council for about 5 years now. Both times that he has been on there, he's been appointed. So this is actually the first time that he's running in an election. But even if he wins, that doesn't necessarily mean he's going to be vice mayor next year, because in Surprise, they choose their vice mayor every January.
Well, why is Mayor Walcott supporting Biondo's opponent and the opponents of some other city council members?
Well, Biondo says that the mayor hasn't told him why she's supporting his opposition. What he says is that she's made public comments saying that she feels like there needs to be new blood on the council. So Biondo has one opponent, and whoever gets 50% of the vote plus one by midnight on August 30th, they're going to be the new council person.
Well, what's Mayor Walcott saying about all this?
Mayor Walcott spoke through an attorney. She had the attorney send a letter to the city responding to the ethics complaint allegation. The letter basically says, you know, this is a First Amendment issue, and the mayor has the right to endorse whoever she likes. The letter also accuses Biondo of trying to silence a political opponent and control campaign speech.
Well, on that question, I mean, this is not something that's unusual with an elected office holder endorsing another candidate, even if it's not somebody who's currently in office. Is there anything particularly different about this case than what we see pretty much every election cycle?
That remains to be seen, because Biondo has declined to give specifics about the policy violations that he thinks have occurred. He says he'll give those tonight. There are three or four of them that he'll go through. He says that it's possible that city policy and procedures could conflict with the First Amendment.
I don't know whether it does or does not, whether our policies do or do not violate constitutional rights and freedom of speech. But until and unless that's adjudicated officially, then we raise our hands and swear that we will uphold the policies of the city of Surprise when we take office.
So, Matt, you referenced the council meeting tonight. What are we expecting to hear? What are the next potential steps here?
Well, like I said, Biondo says he's going to give specifics. He says there's three or four instances where he believes the mayor has violated city policy. I would expect the mayor will have a chance to respond, and then the council will vote on whether or not to have a special meeting to discuss these specific allegations.
That's KJZZ's Matthew Casey from the West Valley Bureau. Matt, thanks.
Thank you, Mark.